Assalamu alaikum. I am very pleased to be standing here and speaking to you today, and I'm absolutely delighted of the turnout. Because make no mistake, the situation in France today is a disaster for everyone in France, not just Muslims. This situation has not just happened overnight either. I used to live in France for about 8 years. This issue of the hijab was live then, and it is very much live now. It happens today in the way of a right-wing government introducing a racist piece of legislation, because only 2 years ago 6 million French people voted for fascism. It could not have happened otherwise. And the confusion and the disarray of the left in France is also the result of the rise of fascism in France. And it is a disaster. It's a disaster that's spreading around as well. Make no mistake either, in Belgium, in Denmark, in many other European countries, and also in Britain, there will be people who will want to push the same racist pieces of legislation as well. And we must absolutely stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, with our Muslim brothers and sisters against this racist oppression. There is no other way to describe it. And what hypocrisy when so-called 90-odd% of this population stood and spoke supposedly out for Robert Kilroy Silk's right to express his racism and will not actually come out by their millions to speak in favor of women's right to choose to wear the hijab. I am absolutely confident that the anti-racist movement and the labor movement in this country will make the right choice, the choice of defending Muslim brothers and sisters' right to express their religious beliefs in freedom. This is what a multicultural society means. It is the opposite of assimilation and the so-called integration. It's allowing communities to be themselves and to express themselves, to participate fully in society. I would like to finish by saying that the threat of fascism is very much live here as well. We in the National Assembly Against Racism have joined up with many others, including the Anti-Nazi League, many in the trade union movement, to oppose the rise of the BNP here. BNP, which targets specifically Muslim communities up and down the country. And 10th of June is a key date you must put in your diaries and register to vote before the middle of April in order to express your opposition to this very real threat here today. Thank you very much, and I commit National Assembly Against Racism full support for your campaign, and whenever we are needed, we will come to support you and help you. Thank you very much.